That bell means it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bible now and turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 36, where we're going to be studying from a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of June the 1st, 1924, and the lesson is on the Babylonian exile. 2 Chronicles chapter 36. Now, leading up to this, we've been talking about how that the sins of Israel found them out, and the sins of Jerusalem found them out, and they were carried away by God into Babylonian captivity. And you know, like the Jews, people are still sinning and persisting in rebellion against God in the face of all truth. There's a fearful destruction from the face of the Lord and the glory of His might that we read about in the book of 2 Thessalonians, of which the New Testament gives solemn and repeated warnings that they will come as surely as destruction came upon the Jews. Let me read to you from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 10. It says, "To you that are afflicted, rest with us at the revelation of the Lord Jesus from heaven, with the angels of His power in flaming fire, rending vengeance to them that know not God and to them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus, who shall suffer punishment, even eternal destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of His might, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints, and to be marveled at in all them that believe, because our testimony unto you was believed in that day." And so if we can learn the lesson from Israel about how dire it is to forsake God and suffer the consequences, then we can be spared on that great judgment day and that day of God's wrath and indignation. But now turn, if you will, to 2 Chronicles chapter 36. We'll begin in a few moments at verse 11. And while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And as the preacher at Rock Cliff, I invite you to particularly pay attention to our Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 o'clock. We call that Bible study Community Heart to Heart Bible Studies. And that name comes from that publication that some of you are probably receiving. We send it out to all the homes between Biola and McMinnville. It's called House to House, Heart to Heart. And it's full of so much good, wholesome Bible study material. And so on Wednesday evenings, we are studying out of that booklet and using that as sort of a Sunday school book or as a guide to our Bible study. And you are welcome to come to that. Community Heart to Heart Bible Studies at the meeting house of the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock. You be there and we'll be looking for you. But now let's get to our lesson. 2 Chronicles chapter 36. And we read in verse 11. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. Now, Zedekiah was the son of the good king Josiah. His original name was Mattaniah. He was made king by Nebuchadnezzar, who changed his name to Zedekiah. He began to reign at the age of 21 years, and he reigned 11 years. But then we read in 2 Chronicles 36 and verse 12, "And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah his God. He humbled not himself before Jeremiah the prophet, speaking for the mouth of Jehovah. Well, he followed the example of his brother Jehoiakim, that other wicked king, and not the good example of Josiah. He was weak and vacillating and sinful. He humbled not himself before Jeremiah the prophet, speaking from the mouth of Jehovah. Jeremiah was God's mouthpiece and spake the word of God. Peter says in 2 Peter 1 and verse 21 that men spake from God being moved by the Holy Spirit. Jeremiah warned Zedekiah from God against rebellion and fighting against the king of Babylon. But while at times he consulted Jeremiah and seemed disposed to listen to him, he departed from his counsel. For this and the continued sins of the Jews, God brought the Babylonians against Jerusalem and the kingdom of Judah to destroy them. In this sense, Nebuchadnezzar is called God's servant and battle axe, although a wicked and heathen king. Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians made war upon the Jews with wicked intent to plunder and destroy, but in God's overruling power, he led them and used them to chastise his people. When this purpose was served, he then destroyed Babylon for its wickedness. And you see the terrible punish pronounced against Babylon, as we read in a previous program in Jeremiah chapter 50 and 51. This demonstrates how God overrules a wicked nation to chastise and punish others, and yet the wickedness of that wicked nation is not approved of God. Now we read in 2 Chronicles 36 and verse 13, "And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who made him swear by God. But he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning unto Jehovah, the God of Israel." Zedekiah also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar. In the fourth year of his reign, Zedekiah took an oath of allegiance to Nebuchadnezzar, but he broke this oath and sent ambassadors to Egypt to obtain help in his rebellion against Babylon. And this led to the siege of Jerusalem. It was a sin to rebel against Nebuchadnezzar, because Zedekiah, in doing so, broke his oath, and he also disobeyed God. He further sinned in hardening his heart against turning unto Jehovah, the God of Israel. Had he turned to God, he would have stayed the destruction of his kingdom. Instead of being examples, the priest and the prophets led in being sinners. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 36 and verse 14. "Moreover, all the chiefs of the priests and the people trespassed very greatly after all the abominations of the nations, and they polluted the house of Jehovah, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem." Moreover, that means in addition. In addition to the sins of the kings, the chiefs of the priests, and the people trespassed very greatly after all the abominations of the nations, and they polluted the house of Jehovah, which he'd hallowed in Jerusalem. The chief priests were the heads of the 24 courses of the priests that we read about in 1 Chronicles 24, 1 through 19. While the priests should have led the people in the true service of God, they led in all this wickedness. Christ is the light of the world and the great exemplar. He teaches all of us to follow him. Paul is an example in all holy living and godliness, as well as in preaching the gospel, because he was teaching the whole counsel of God and preaching and teaching nothing else. In all this, God, through Paul, commanded Timothy and Titus to be examples. In like manner, God commands all preachers, elders, and other teachers to first practice the truth and then teach it, to be examples. And also, all Christians are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and are commanded by the Lord to set good examples, that the church is the pillar and ground of truth. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15 means more than that the church must give money to support preachers of the gospel at home and abroad. It means that all Christians, the house of God, the church, must maintain the truth by practicing it in their daily lives, by keeping unspotted by the world, by growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by escaping from the corruption that is in the world through lust, and by becoming partakers of the divine nature. Christians follow Jesus in having his mind and spirit, and in being godlike in character, and not otherwise. It is a sad fact that in all departures from truth and innovations upon the worship of God and work of the church, preachers and teachers have led the people astray. As a rule, they are leaders in strife and contentions and factions and divisions. Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 6, the prophet said, speaking for Jehovah, "My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray." The abomination of nations mentioned here was where the worship of all sorts of idols. They're the abominations mentioned in Jeremiah 7, 8 through 11, and Jeremiah 23, 9 through 15, and Ezekiel 8, verses 1 through 18. I will read to you about those abominations. Jeremiah 7, verses 8 through 11. "Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods that ye have not known, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, 'We are delivered, that we may do all these abominations?' Is this house which ye called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, saith Jehovah." In Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 9 through 12, we read concerning the prophets, "My heart within me is broken, all my bones shake. I'm like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcome, because of Jehovah, and because of his holy words. For the land is full of adulterers, and for because of swearing the land mourneth. The pastures of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their might is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house I have found their wickedness, saith Jehovah. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery places in the darkness. They shall be driven on, and fall therein. And I will bring evil upon them, even in the year of their visitation, saith Jehovah." And then we have Ezekiel chapter 8. Where it says, "It came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord Jehovah fell there upon me. And I beheld, and lo, the likeness of the appearance of fire, and the appearance of his loins, and downward fire, and from his loins and upward is the appearance of brightness, as it were glowing metal. And he put forth the form of my hand, and took me by the lock of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoked Israel to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, according to the appearance that I saw in the plain." We're going to have to finish this reading. When we come back, you make sure to mark in your Bible Ezekiel chapter 8. We'll begin in verse 5.